USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A man who officials believe was a top assassin for El Chapo has been arrested in Mexico. Nestor Perez Salas was arrested by national security forces, and authorities are now looking to extradite him to the United States, where he's been wanted for nearly 3 years. Salas was also allegedly head of security for four of El Chapo's sons. President Biden has praised the arrest as a result of bravery and cooperation between the U.S. and Mexico. There's been a delay, but it looks like the hostages will be released early tomorrow morning.
A four-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow morning, a day later than originally announced, as negotiators worked out final details of the deal, which is leading to the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The deal appearing to hit a last-minute snag when Israel's National Security Advisor announced a one-day delay late Wednesday without providing a reason. I'm Corey Myers.
The United States says its military forces were attacked four times in Iraq and Syria on Thursday. Reuters reported both U.S. and international forces were attacked with rockets and armed drones at multiple sites in both countries. There are no reported casualties. Americans view crime as a problem.
Nearly two-thirds of the nation views crime as a significant concern. That's according to a recent Gallup poll. 63% of respondents indicated that crime is an extremely or very serious issue, although only 17% labeled crime as extremely serious in their local communities. Over half stated they have observed an increase in crime in their areas. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden will be a part of the tree lighting ceremony on Main Street in Nantucket tomorrow. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
NYPD says the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade proceeded as normal despite protests at various points of the parade route. A number of protesters were arrested, but police did not provide details. Police said the parade route did not have to be diverted, and all protesters were cleared by 11 a.m. Eastern Time. In a case that stemmed from a federal lawsuit filed more than a decade ago, an Illinois jury has found that several major egg producers conspired to raise prices by limiting the egg supply. Major food manufacturers, including the Kellogg Company and Kraft Foods, allege that egg producers used various ways to limit the nation's supply of eggs during the early 2000s. Damages in the lawsuit will be decided next week. A state of emergency in Kentucky this morning after a train derailment caused a chemical spill. At least two cars spilled sulfur. Governor Andy Beshear said that people in the small town of Livingston had been encouraged to evacuate.
The governor of Kentucky declares a state of emergency after a freight train derails in Rockcastle County and there's a chemical spill and fire. This happening about an hour from Lexington, 16 train cars involved.
So far, the one crew member has been treated for minor injuries at the scene. A spike in air travel numbers this Thanksgiving holiday could be record-breaking. The TSA says nearly 3 million people are expected to fly home on Sunday. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.